basically a company will be hacked at a certain point of time, how to balance mitigation control and eventually transfer as well, and balance the cost associated ensuring the proper volatility and cash flow within your company.
Welcome to the Mega C-Suite Stories. I'm your host, Charmaine Tan. And in today's episode, we get to dive right straight in our interactive audio meetup on Clubhouse. We are going to hear from Magda Chali, who is currently leading the cyber risk consulting from Marsh Asia, founder of WOSEC, Women of Security chapter in Singapore, former CISO and top 50 cybersecurity influencer. In this session, she addresses what's a successful approach of starting the cyber risk quantification journey and optimizing it. Magda has already started speaking for a couple of minutes, so let's tune in right now.
So basically, we're talking about, you know, red, yellow, green, or high, medium, and low to characterize those cyber risks. And of course, when we're talking about such framework or such description of cyber risk, that, first of all, might be very subjective to the individual who's reviewing that. And second, of course, it doesn't help the business to take the right decision or invest in cybersecurity. Even though if we have a certain level of description of that particular risk as medium and high, depending on what we consider that medium and high for the organization. So again, if we're talking about optimizing cyber risk management, I think it starts first by understanding the business risk. And understanding the business risk will help us to ensure that we clarify how a business risk can materialize following a cyber attack. This is the first step. Now, if we have that visibility, the second question that a business will be concerned with is, okay, I understand that a business risk might materialize following a cyber attack, but how much that will cost me? And what are the additional impacts that I haven't considered for my business or an organization? And I think it's definitely a complex task, and it's definitely not a one-time basically activity that will get you a very accurate result. However, one of the very successful ways into starting the journey of cyber risk quantification is to ensure that scenario building that you as a cybersecurity professional will try to achieve is again linked to a business risk, and you can have that visibility of what you're talking about. And I will bring an example that always makes it a little bit more clear. If we're talking about product recall related to a company, that is the business risk that any business stakeholder is able to understand. While if we're bringing threats and discussing those like ransomware, malware, or any other threat, those are terms that businesses will not understand, and they will not eventually even be eager to listen to in terms of additional, you know, details. That's not what they're worried about. They're worried about the consequences that might arise from those threats impacting their assets. Now, again, if we are continuing our discussion as cybersecurity professional using those cybersecurity terms, we might lose the attention of our business stakeholders. While if we take the other way around and we start by understanding the business risks of that particular organization, what are their priorities, how they are looking at their risk, then we can start building the scenarios that will eventually lead to those risks. And by building scenarios, we need to understand that, again, we're not only talking about cyber attacks with technical terms. We need to understand and look at the holistic picture. And this is very often something that as well, it's not done within our industry. Just as looking at a particular view from a cybersecurity perspective will not allow us to look at the organization's risk, at the holistic picture and impact to that organization of a cyber attack. So the cyber scenario, if I go back to the business risk that I mentioned, for example, product recall. Now, if this might be a business risk that will raise a very important financial loss for the company, we as cybersecurity professionals, we might think of scenarios that are potentially leading to that particular business risk. An example, your product is actually an Internet of Things device that has been developed with potential security vulnerabilities or not following the right secure coding practices, leading to potential security attacks when they are deployed already. Without the possibility to fix those devices remotely, you might end up being, as a business, in a position where when that is come to knowledge, you might need to actually recall all that those devices to fix them. Now, the costs associated with a product recall are extremely high for businesses. And therefore, again, this is something that they will consider and they will listen to. Now, when we're talking about, as well, cyber risk quantification, understanding the financial costs of cyber risk, we need first to start with those scenarios. Then, of course, it comes down to understanding the likelihood and the impact of that particular scenario or cyber loss scenario. And when it comes to impact, very often when we tend to calculate those, we forget some of the costs associated with the cyber attack, which again, in a case of a product recall, you know, like as an example, might be very wide and very different from loss of profit, from notification costs, legal costs, any additional costs that might be occurred by the business following that product recall. Now, the other aspect that is very important when you talk about cyber risk quantification is to understand the likelihood of that scenario happening. Now, this is where it gets a little bit harder and more difficult. When we're discussing likelihood, the likelihood, of course, of cyber attacks is something that we are all struggling about. How to find or how are we able to define if a company will be subject to a particular threat and that threat will materialize into a cyber attack. Again, looking at a different perspective and trying to analyze data, not only from our own perspective, but as well from a holistic approach can help. What are the other data that we can get from agencies, from publicly available sources? What are the data that we can get from previous historical security incident, but as well eventually from our own security incident? So looking at the likelihood of an event can take different layers and as well can go beyond just our own database, but we can leverage on external databases. And those databases, as I mentioned, can be provided by threat intelligence databases, by industry agencies, but eventually even insurance companies where they provide cyber insurance, and this is in particular, like for example, Marsh. Of course, this some information is confidential, but they are statistical views and there is data that is shared in reports that can be very beneficial to look at claims provided or claims supported by companies and what are the costs that have been associated. So there is a lot of various details and information that can be gathered. But if I go back to cyber risk quantification, it again comes down to understanding the financial cost of a cyber attack. The financial cost of a cyber attack is only able to be calculated using the impact quantification and then the likelihood quantification. Impact requires looking at the holistic picture and the cost applied not only on a system or a network and from our perspective, but the whole organization. And the likelihood requires you to have visibility of multiple data points, not only, again, coming from your perspective as the historical data that you have as an organization, but looking at data from different and various sources that you perhaps didn't consider previously in your older or previous way of quantification. Now, if we go even further, when we talk about cyber risk quantification and the associated financial losses that you will be able to calculate as a cybersecurity professional, we can go even further into the sophistication of that particular risk management. We can consider, as we all know, that cybersecurity is not 100% achievable, and basically a company will be hacked at a certain point of time, how to balance mitigation control and eventually transfer as well, and balance the cost associated, ensuring the proper volatility and cash flow within your company. If we want to go even further into this sophistication, we are talking about cyber risk financing optimization. Now, I'm sure I'm bringing a lot of concepts here that are more economic than cybersecurity. And it's all about having a little bit different approach to this calculation or quantification of the economic cost of risk. In general, the economic cost of risk is nothing that is new, and it has been known by risk professionals. However, it hasn't been applied in cybersecurity extensively. And therefore, every time when we're talking about cyber risk, financial losses or quantification of cyber risk, we look at it only from the security, from a technical perspective, but we forget that it's at the end a business risk. We forget that the economic cost of risk is all what matters to ensure an optimal, cost-effective management of that particular risk. And when we talk about economic cost of risk and the optimization of the risk financing of that particular risk, we are not only talking about mitigation controls. We might be talking about mitigation controls within the organization. We might be talking about mitigation controls with a transfer of liability in certain cases. And we might be talking about transfer of risk, for example, with, again, insurance. And we can talk about various insurances, not only cyber, but every kind of risk transfer might help to manage that particular, again, volatility of cash or cash flow of a company. Again, I'm repeating myself, but we know that it will happen and it's not when it happened. So if we are going back into understanding this complex topic and starting a journey around cyber risk quantification and the financial losses associated with cyber risk, it's very important for cybersecurity professional to get out of their comfort zone first, and think from a business perspective. If there is any business risk that you have identified with your business stakeholders as a priority, ensure that you link and you understand how your current cyber risk register that perhaps has a lot of technical security risk link with those business risks and clarifies those. Again, I have heard a lot of conversation when we're talking about threats and describing those as risk for the business. I gave you an example, a practical example of a business risk that relates to product recall. There are other business risks that are very simply defined. Business interruption, paralysis of activities, data breach or data losses. Those are terms that business stakeholders understand. Now, of course, you need, as a security professional, especially as a chief information security officer, to have the capability to translate and clarify if those particular risks that we call business risk can be materialized through a cyber attack. And then identify the different factors that might affect the related costs. And that will help you identify and calculate the economic cost of risk. Now, I would like actually to stop here because I feel like I'm speaking non-stop. So I would like to take a pause and please take any question or just start a discussion with the other speakers as well and hear from you. What is your perception in general around cyber risk quantification and how do you think cybersecurity professionals are addressing in particular?
Thank you, Magda. That is really, really important. Cyber risk quantification is a topic that's of huge interest to business because that actually you know, for the longest time, people have been asking, how do you quantify risk? In the US, they have actually looked at FAIR methodology, which is a way of trying to put a dollar value to risk. And then in Australia, there's been a lot of interest as well, and they're trying to figure out how do they apply that and execute that successfully in, you know, the respective organizations. So what you've brought up is really important about the kind of language as well that will speak to the business when you talk about impact, when you talk about risk. Just curious to hear from the rest of the people here, any thoughts that you want to share?
I've got one actually, and it's really good, right, Magda, what you mentioned, and personal experience as well. risk quantification, it's so funny. I think in our industry, we tend to try to make everything too quantifiable, and we try to utilize, you know, hard metrics to try to measure things, and that's sort of a byproduct of our industry, I guess. But the one thing that I found that was so useful when I was consulting was the first thing I always ask when I go into any organization was, how do you make money? That's usually the first thing that they will sit up and go, whoa, why are you asking me how I make money? And that's how you actually talk to them, right? And I did have one experience where I was sitting in the Pilbara talking to the mine superintendent about some work that I was doing. And I knew him initially. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, I don't care about your email security. I don't care about my laptop encryption and all of that. But what got his attention when I go, well, but do you care about stop power pollution? And literally, when you actually speak their language, he sat up and goes, okay, wait, what? You know? And that's something we need to do in our industry a lot more.
Yeah, I think, you know, Kevin, it's a very good point that you mentioned. At the end, a business doesn't exist if it doesn't generate revenue. It's a business. So your question going to, you know, the business stakeholder and asking them, how do you make money, makes absolute sense. And I think cybersecurity professionals sometimes forget that at the end, it's not about cybersecurity. It's about that business. If the business doesn't exist, they will not need cybersecurity. So we need to be the enabler, the empower, basically empowerment stakeholders, rather than, you know, discussing technical aspects and starting and telling them, you need cybersecurity. No, they need to protect what is generating revenue for their business. And if they understand that and you speak with them from that perspective, then you will definitely raise their interest and they will be a good starting point. Now, Kevin, I would like to add one point. You mentioned that we like to quantify things. Yes, we do. But I would like to actually mention something that is very similar to what we see in cybersecurity, is that we like to quantify things, but not from a business perspective. I mean, I have seen a lot of cybersecurity professionals and consultants doing and claiming doing quantification because they enable scales for likelihood 1 to 5, and they add impact scales, you know, depending on how they consider the operational impact between $100 or $10,000. When we talk about real quantification, we need to really understand the cost associated. For example, overtime of employee, for example, loss of profit. Those are metrics that are able to be calculated. You might find out and know how much it will cost for a business to stop operations, for example, in a factory. So if a company is a victim of a ransomware attack leading to risk of business interruptions that might cost millions, you are able to calculate that very effectively in details and show them exactly how much they might lose if that happens. And knowingly that, for example, ransomware attacks lead to an average from 5 to 16 days of business interruption for example, a factory or a manufacturing industry company, that can be devastating in terms of financial losses. So again, the quantification, when it's addressed from a security perspective, let's always remember that it's not only the fact to put numbers, it's actually to use factors, to use as well calculations and economic values that make sense to the business.
Wow, Definitely, I definitely agree with that one. And we tend to, yeah, we tend to count the wrong things, and that's usually the issue. And yes, when you start counting where, you know, your EBITs and your P&L numbers, you know, that's when it actually becomes really real for the organization. Fantastic, that's a good point. Thanks, Magda.
You're most welcome, Kevin. So yeah, as a perhaps I'm conscious about time as well. So perhaps as a last point around, you know, cyber's quantification is, again, it's not just putting numbers on certain areas of around cyber risk. It actually is defining the economic cost of risk, including factors and aspects that matter to the business, and clearly calculating the associated costs. Not just by subjectively associating skills, but literally understanding and linking it to the P&L of the businesses. And this is how it actually leads to, I would say, really accurate calculations. And in general, I would definitely advise everyone who's listening to go and read the latest ransomware attacks if you haven't, and just try to understand the different costs associated, again, for a business. And we are talking about really costs not only from the interruption, but notification to partners. That means that the company needs to have someone to send those emails, have someone to connect and contact those people. And that is cost. If the person is, if the company is unable to provide certain products, they're losing money every day. If, for example, the company has consequences with some legal cases, they will need legal costs associated, etc., etc. So we're always looking from the economical point of view and costs that are realistic for the business rather than adding just scales and calling it quantification. And this would be my last comment for today. I hope you enjoyed the discussion. And again, thank you very much, Shaman, for inviting me.
Thank you very much, Magda. Always a pleasure to have you here and also just hear your insights. Very helpful indeed. With that, anyone has any more questions?
Hey, one quick question for you, Magda. Really great content. I love what you talked about in terms of economic costs. Do you have a cheat sheet for cybersecurity professionals to refer to when you talk about calculating economic costs? Or is there something that you have as part of the services that you offer where you do that for the company already?
Yeah, thank you, Stephen. I'm really happy that you found it useful. Well, I can definitely share with you some interesting reading. However, this is part of our services that we offer. And I myself have developed a framework for cyber risk quantification that starts with using some of the FAIR methodology concepts and then goes into further literally adopting the economical factor and costs associated with the cyber risk. So I would say, yeah, again, I will share with you some good reading. And in general, if anyone else within this call would like to have the reading, the white paper, I'm happy to share as well. But for any further details around cyber risk quantification, do not hesitate to reach out independently and then share further our offering.
Thanks, Magda.
Thanks, Magda.